Well, we're pleased to be here today, obviously, with excited for Jay and his opportunity to move on and become the head coach of the Redskins. But and then, obviously, we had to move very fast, and we're able to hire Hugh Jackson to move forward as our offensive coordinator. And I think the thing to know that a couple years ago, when we had the opportunity to add you to the staff here, and really didn't have probably the fit that maybe some people would have thought. And you worked with our defensive coaches and the secondary and special teams, and it was for vision of if this would happen that we would have you here and have an opportunity, just as he has last year, to move over when Jim retired to offense and then now into this spot. So we've been able to really, with the thinking that one day this would occur, and then we would be able to continue the continuity of what we're doing and move forward quickly with that. So so I'm excited for that.
Well, it's a good situation in that you know the players. Mm-hmm. They can and can't do. They know you. So, you know, it's not like coming in cold into a situation. How beneficial could that be?
Very. I'm very excited, first of all. I thank Marvin and obviously the Brown family for this opportunity, but what a tremendous group of players. Having been here the last 2 years, working on defense, getting to know the defensive players, and meddling in the offense with some of our guys, and then have an opportunity to come over on offense and coach the running backs and be around our quarterback and the offensive linemen, tight ends, and receivers. It makes it a really smooth transition for me because they kind of know me and I kind of know them. They don't know me from a leadership standpoint of standing in front of the room, but they kind of know my personality and kind of how I see things because I've been around them.
Peter, when you came here a couple years ago, how beneficial was it to go to the defensive side of the ball and work there first season?
You know, honestly, it was probably one of the best things I've ever done. You know, I needed that experience. I think the experience was invaluable. I don't think as a coach you ever get that chance really to go on the other side and be there for a whole season coaching defense and really understanding what defenses are really trying to do to offenses. I knew how to attack them being on offense, but I didn't know everything that went into putting a defensive plan together, how they really saw an offense, how they went about trying to attack an offensive football team. So obviously it's going to make me a better coach. It did make me a better coach being on offense. I was better help my players with some other things, as I was also able to help the defensive players a little bit. But at the end of the day, boy, what a great opportunity. And I think everybody should try it every now and then.
How different would the offense look?
It could look different. At the end of the day, we're still going to do everything we can to take our best players and give them opportunities to be special. I mean, we're going to try to create an environment for these guys to be great, and that's what Marvin's all about. We know we need to run the football. We want to run the football. I mean, that's where it starts. That's what he preaches. And then from there, we have some very talented players on the outside. We have to give them opportunities to make plays. I mean, we're not going to shy away from having to throw it when we need to. But I think in order to win and be a very good offensive football team, you have to be able to run the ball. And that's going to be the starting point for us.
How about the quarterback, Hugh? What could you do? You know, the quarterback moves here. There's some doubt in people's mind. What did your take on the quarterback? How do you evaluate? What do you have to do to help?
There's no doubt in my mind about him. I think he's a really good football player. And he's won a lot of football games here. And he's been in the playoffs the last 3 years. And it's unfortunate it hasn't happened for him or his teammates, you know, in the games that have played. But I think he has a tremendous upside. But what I have to do is not just about him. It's about the offensive unit. You know, I think everybody's got to play better than what they've played around Andy. And Andy has to continue to grow and get better at what he's doing. And my charge in it all is to do everything I can to make sure that when he gets to the game, be it through the classroom, out to the practice field, and then on game days, that he can play free and play without any hesitation, which will allow our offense to play the same way.
You got a relationship, obviously, with Coach Lewis, and you guys are on the same page. Just whatever way you can be on the same page. One thing that sometimes the coordinator has to do is coach the coaches first before the coaches can coach the players. Mm-hmm. How much of that do you think will go on for you?
A lot. because, again, my style and how I do things will be a little bit different than what Jay's was. And Jay was very successful here. But at the end of the day, I'm going to try to take it all on, you know, and first with our staff and then with our players. I just think there's a way you have to play this game from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And I think it's a mindset on how you do it. And that's what we're going to try to get here. We're going to try to change the mindset a little bit and move forward.
Talk about experiences that you've had here so far, but what were the biggest things you learned from your time in Oakland, specifically as an offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. and that you feel like you can apply, maybe even do better in a stint here?
Well, I think football is about situational football. You know, you got to be able to handle all the different situations that happen in the game, you know, whether it's 2 minute or 4 minute or scoring zone or first down, you know, whatever those things are. And you have to be good, but your players have to understand what you're trying to accomplish within those situations. And that's what I really learned being there in Oakland, being able to attack those different type of situations. And I think if you can be very good at situational football, you have a chance to be pretty good on offense.
How did the 3 years with the receivers here about 10 years ago, how did that shape you as far as leading men and handling the room? And, you know, what kind of impact did that have?
That was a tremendous room. And a different room, too. No, it obviously being here before with that group was awesome. I mean, they were really good players at that time. We're talking about Chad Johnson and TJ and late Chris Henry. Those guys were fantastic. And obviously, we have a great group here now, you know, and they're a different group, but very talented. AJ Green and Marvin Jones and Mo Sanu and Lil Hawk, those guys are really, really good players. What we have to do is go get production out of everybody. We have a very young group that's really emerging. Marvin Jones came on like gangbusters this past year. We want all four of them to play great and contribute to this team. We know what A.J. Green is and what he can be. He's shattering every record here that any receiver's ever had. But at the same time, he needs to do it in a consistent manner week in and week out and be the player that we all know he can be all the time.
With as many skill position players that you have, you and the depth, how do you kind of manage all of them?
Well, it gets down there. There's one ball, and everybody wants the ball. And that's the fun part about this thing. You know, you find what the niche that everybody does really well, and you give them opportunity to showcase their talents and abilities. And at the end of the day, the guys understand what we're trying to do, which is score touchdowns. The fun part will be that all of them will want the ball to try to score touchdowns. And what we're going to try to do is, again, you'll hear me say it a lot, create an environment for these guys to be great. And the guys that are great, they're going to touch the ball every chance they can touch it, because it will give us the opportunity to be very successful in offense.
Do you think it's is it overrated when you say an offense is missing an identity? Is that overrated? Or do you feel like you have to have an identity? What's the first thing people think?
I think it is. I mean, you have to have something that you can lean on. And our offense starts with being physical. I mean, you have to be able to run the football, in my mind, to win football games. I don't think if you can, you can't become one dimensional in pro football anymore. I mean, these defenses are too good. You get exposed really quickly. You have to be able to do both. You have to be able to run it, but you also have to be able to throw it. And sometimes you got to be able to dictate when you want to run it. And that's the kind of football team we want to be. We don't want anybody to stop us from doing anything. And there'll be times that people do slow us down. But at the end of the day, we want to be a physical unit.
What's your philosophy about the zone read phenomenon that has been in the National Football League here very recently? What's your feeling about that?
I think there's a place for it. I mean, I think it has its place, just like everything else. You know, there was the gap schemes had its time, the zone schemes had its time. I think football is evolving, you know, year in and year out. I think there's a place for anything that will make yards. But still, the nuts and bolts of it, you got to be able to block. You got to be able to run with the football. And you got to be tough-minded when you decide to do that.
Now we talk about your experience here with the receivers, but also, how was it your 1 year in Atlanta? What did those experiences teach you? Because obviously that was a little adverse situation.
That anything can happen. I mean, anything go. I've had some great opportunities, whether good or bad, you know, but that's what's made me the coach I am today. You know, when you go back through my history of being here and being there, At the end of the day, they all put me to this point, you know, where I'm sitting before you now with the opportunity to be the offensive coordinator here and leading this offensive unit. So I'm going to take all those experiences, whether they're good or whether they were bad, whatever they were, and use them any way that I can to help this football team be everything it can be.